Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to go straight to the text in Matthew chapter 23, where Jesus criticizes religious leaders. So if you're one of those folks that says, listen, I'm down with Jesus, I just don't want the religion that comes with it, man, is this for you? If you're one of those folks that believes in religion and law so much that you cannot see the grace of Jesus, this may not be the best topic for you. Because it says in chapter 23, then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses. So think of the law of Moses as Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, right? And so the Pharisees are the ones who are now, they're defining through their own sense of worth what that law means. Not really what it was intended to be, but what served them well. In verse 3, so practice and obey whatever they tell you, but don't follow their example, for they don't practice what they teach. They crush people with unbearable religious demands and never lift a finger to ease the burden. Everything they do is for show. On their arms, they wear extra-wide prayer boxes with scripture inside, and they wear robes with extra-long tassels, and they love to sit at the head table at banquets in the seats of honor in the synagogues. They love to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi. Don't let anyone call you rabbi, for you have only one teacher, and all of you are equal as brothers and sisters. Oh my stars, this is an unbelievable critique. I heard one time that if you don't want anybody to be a critic of what you do, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing, attempt nothing. I mean, that's fascinating. But watch this. Jesus came and was extraordinarily busy. He was in the midst of changing the world right then and right there. And he gives us a reminder that it is not so much what we look like or what we say, but it is what we do. It is who we are. Jesus came and basically said to the religious leaders, everything you do is for show, but everything I ask of you is a matter of your heart. When Jesus critiques the religious leaders, it is not because he despises them, and it is not because he hates them. It is because Jesus knows they are not attempting to live in such a way that it is buried in their heart. They are living so that they can receive human praise. They are living to get a pat on the back, to get a little ahead of everyone else, and to believe they deserve to sit at the head of the table. Jesus came and gave the exact opposite of that when he gives this picture that if you really want to be great, you've got to become a servant. Jesus gives a picture that every red letter that he teaches this one big picture in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that every red letter that he speaks is a matter of the heart. When our heart is not aligned with Christ, he can critique our heart as he did the religious leaders. When what we do is for show, not for Christ's gain, what we do for show and not for Christ's fame, then it is about us, and Jesus has to do some critique and some critical surgery in our heart to get our hearts turned back right toward him. My friend, don't find yourself where Jesus criticizes you. Find yourself where Jesus emphasizes you, and you can walk with him and talk with him along life's narrow way. My friend, he loves you so, but let him be your boss today. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.